So the answer is based on the following very, very, very interesting insight. We know that there are two midas when it comes to our relationship with Hashem. There's the midah of ahava, of love, and there's the midah of yira, of awe. And there's a tremendous difference between the way that love, ahava, operates and the way that yira operates. When two people love each other and they spend time together, their ahava increases. But when they separate from each other, their ahava also increases. Sometimes the separation from someone that you love makes the longing, such a thing called ga'aguim, we call it ga'aguim, it makes the longing grow stronger. So ahava is like a double mila. When you're with the person that you love, the ahava increases. When you separate yourself from the person you love, the ahava could also increase. Yira is not that way. If you have a fear or an awe from someone, so then when you're in front of them, you feel the awe. When you leave, you don't feel it anymore. You're not in front of them anymore. It's a big difference. It's a very insightful difference between the way ahava works and the way yira works. Nobody ever, sometimes a person feels like if there's something that he really likes, or someone that he really likes, or a lima that he really likes, that if he stops doing it for a while, he'll get like, I have a certain sefer that I learn it, and after a while it starts to get a little like dry for me, so I put it away for a few months. And then the ahava increases. So then you take it out again. Yira is not that way. Nobody ever was afraid of someone or had awe from someone, and when he distanced himself, then it got worse.
Doesn't it, when you're too close, you become like gas? Familiarity.
That's true, but that's a true thing, but it's still cloppy the distance, it's still less. That's a nisayan of yira, 100%. It's probably not with the Rabbanu Shalom, but it's a problem with us. That's a problem of yira, 100%, that when you're with the person, you could be, but it's still true. What? You get to vanish, but it's still true that cloppy the distance, it's still less when you move away. It doesn't become more. And also, this is maybe a little bit deeper, but I think truer. The pshat that you get hamish when you're there is that you lose your hakara that you're there and you're not there. And it was in nefesh and in das, you're not there. But kol zman you're there, the yira is there. The familiarity makes me stop focusing that I'm here, so I'm not here in my mind and in my thoughts. Avram's midah was the midah of ava. Everyone knows Avram oyavay. Avram's midah was the midah of ava. So you can imagine when Avram took his three steps forward to Davin Shemoneh Esrei, his ava to Hashem and Hashem's ava to him was mamish kemayim haponim alponim. It increased and increased and increased. When the davening was over and Avram took his three steps back, and now he had to wait till the next time that he's going to daven, so then he switched to the other kind of ava. His ga'aguim, his cheshek, when am I going to be in front of Hashem again? That type of ahava. Yitzchak wasn't like that. Yitzchak, his midah that he had to focus on, that he was trying to incorporate into Klal Yisrael, that he was trying to give us as an inheritance, was the midah of awe, of yira from Hashem. So when Yitzchak took his three steps forward, he felt that tremendous awe, oymed lefnei ha-melech. But when you take the three steps back, it doesn't improve the awe. So the only way for Yitzchak to do his Avodah properly, and we really could sense this in the fact that he was considered an Oila Tamima, he was considered a carbon his whole life, is that Yitzchak had to live his whole life constantly Oymed Lefnei Hashem. There was no such a thing for Yitzchak that he had this up and down that like someone like Avram would have, that there's the closeness and then the distance, which breeds more closeness, which makes it come closer, and then the distance. Avram didn't have that. Yitzchak didn't have that. With Yitzchak, in order to maintain the level of Yira, he had to constantly focus on the fact that he's Oymed Lefnei Hashem 24 hours a day. He was in a constant state of Davening Shemoneh Esrei. And that was Yitzchak's Madrega. Always, always, always Lefnei Hashem. And since that's Yitzchak's Madrega, so that means that there was no between tefillos for Yitzchak. When he worked, when he spoke to his family, when he dealt with his workers, when he built his tent, when he was traveling, no matter what Yitzchak did, he was in middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So when he got to his place, he didn't need to be misyashev, to build his tent, to settle everyone down, and then to start davening. He was already in the middle of davening. He just needed to stop what he was doing and start teaching the world about tefillah. Vayikra b'shem Hashem, vayivin shem mizbeach. Yaakov and Avram, for them there was a process of building the kavana, growing the kavana until I can be oymed lefnei Hashem. So let me settle down. Let me relax. Let me focus, and then I'll be nichdas lefnei Hashem. I'll enter the presence of Hashem. But Yitzchak lived in the presence of Hashem, and if he lived in the presence of Hashem, he doesn't need that time frame to get himself back there. That's where he maintained this oymed lefnei Hamelech 24 hours a day.
And that's why by Yaakov, because he was a mixture of Tadva and Yirach, he had to be told what to do, as opposed to.
That's very interesting. That's very interesting. I have to think about it. It's very, very interesting. I just want to check if there are other times that he wasn't told. I have to check if that, but that's very, very interesting. Okay, so that's Yitzchak's Madrega. The Mida Kenegan Mida here is unbelievable. Yitzchak was Oymed Lefnei Hashem. He was standing in front of Hashem even before he davened. So Hashem was ready to answer his tefillah also before he davened. Terem Yikra V'Aniyena. From all the others, Yitzchak is the one that the answer comes before you daven. You know why? Because you were davening before you davened. Because you were Oymed Lefnei Hashem. You were focused on me. You had that preceding kavana before you were Oymed B'Tefillah. So I'm going to have that preceding answering Yitzchak before you're Oymed B'Tefillah. And that's the Mida Keneged Mida with Yitzchak. Now we understand. It's not the pshat that Yitzchak davened without kavana. When we say Vayetza Yitzchak Lasuach Basada, that Yitzchak went out to talk, to shmooze, it's Menasofa V'Lachutz. It's not the pshat that it was only Menasofa V'Lachutz. The pshat is that everything else was always already there. All he had to do was open his mouth. He didn't need to be Ma'ir deep kavana. He was always there. Reb Tzadik in the same place continues. He says, someone who's like this, his kavana is koilel kol machshavaysav v'diburav u'maysav. His kavana is koilel everything that he does and every action. Af sichas chulin shaloi. Even his shmuzik, even his talking, everything is part of his being oymed lefnei Hashem. He says such a person, his constant kavana of his entire life is shivisi Hashem lenegli samit. I place Hashem in front of me. I'm lefnei Hashem. So when it was time for Yitzchak to daven, there was no mahalach of getting ready for tefillah. I have to be mechaven by yedaber. I have to focus myself. It was just a question of opening his mouth and speaking the words that expressed his constant matzav, his constant situation, which was he was always oymed lefnei Hashem. If that's true, it could be that a little bit it resolves this tremendous contrast that we sensed between the pshat in Losuach Basada, which meant going amongst the trees, taking a walk, talking to someone, and the drush, which meant to daven. Because we've learned, and there are many, many rias. We once had a Sunday shir just about this topic with the many, many rias to this, that when you have pshat and drush on a pasuk, pshat is the surface explanation. Drush is the deeper explanation. That pshat and drush represent the surface and the deeper of the person that it's talking about. So the pshat of what Yitzchak did is what it looked like from the surface that Yitzchak was doing. And the drush of what Yitzchak did is what you would have seen if you would have been able to look deeper into Yitzchak's heart. Who knows if a passerby would have seen Yitzchak davening? Who knows? It's possible that because of Yitzchak's madrega, Vayetza Yitzchak Lasuach Basada, he was taking a walk. He was talking to somebody. That was the pshat. The drush is that he was misakin tefilas mincha. Because Yitzchak's life was so always completely and absolutely oymed lefnei Hashem, that he was able to be mechaven himself in the midst of all the divrei chayil, all the mundane activities that he was doing, he was able to be mechaven the deeper level, the drush level, was mechaven towards focusing on davening to Hashem. Yeah, that could be, but it could be that his whole day was being oymed lefnei Hashem. The tefillah, I was struggling with this also. I think the pshat is that tefillah is when he directed it in terms of asking requests from Hashem, or directing certain thoughts towards Hashem. The constant matzah is that I'm lefnei Hashem. And then the tefillah is when Yitzchak turns to Hashem and takes that lefnei Hashem and addresses Hashem. But if you're talking about someone that this type of Lufnei Hashem was incorporated in every single tenua, every movement, every action, every walk, every talking to somebody, every checking on his workers, if his Oymed Lufnei Hashem incorporated all of that, then it could be that on the pshat level, that's all you saw. And deeper in, Yitzchak was a tremendous, tremendous deep person, and deeper inside on the drush level, he was being mechaven his machshavas to ask Hashem to find him a shidduch at that time. And Terem Tikra, Vani Emes, as soon as he directed his machshavas that way, Hashem already answered. Comes out that Rashi, because the Rashi doesn't say Pashup Shat, it is the Pashup Shat. There's no pshat in the fact that Yitzchak went out to shmooze. Yitzchak went out to walk in the fields. The whole limud is that that's Yitzchak's madrega. That no matter what he's doing, even the Divrei Chayil, it's all l'hispalo. It's all l'fnei Hashem.
Every other minute of his life, he was performing mitzvahs. So he was l'fnei Hashem in that way. But to daven, he has to focus on the davening itself.
Right, exactly. This is very, very, very interesting to me when I thought about our own Tfilas Mincha. I don't remember, someone was telling me a diuk in one of the Rishonim about this, and I didn't have a chance to call the person and to find the Rishon. But if you think about it, from the three Tfilas that we daven during the day, the most difficult Tfila in terms of Kavana is certainly Mincha. Why is that? Because we're middle of the day, especially in the winter, it's a good time to talk about it. Because in the winter, it's really in middle of the day. I mean, Shkia is 4:30-ish, 4:30 time, sometime around there. I mean, people don't finish work yet. I'm saying it's in middle of the day. And that means that things are going on in everybody's life. Things are going on, work, home, this, that. Like, life is still very, very busy at 4:30 in the afternoon or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's very, very, very difficult for us to focus, stop everything, put everything on hold, and focus on Lufnei Hashem, Yishbar Sichai, to talk to Hashem. It's a very, very, very big challenge. How does one accomplish that? How does one manage to do that? If someone lives his life, that everything that I'm involved in, my little hishtadlus, it's nothing. The Alter von Kelm, I once gave a few examples of this, I'm going to give a different one now. The Alter von Kelm writes somewhere that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go up on a mountain, and look at Eretz Yisrael. And it says in the puzzle that he saw the mountains and the valleys. So the Ramban says it stresses that he saw the valleys because if you're standing on a mountain outside Eretz Yisrael, you can't see inside the valleys. It's not physically possible. So the Ramban says it was a miracle. It was a nest that Hashem helped Moshe stand up on a mountain. And Moshe was able to see things that a human eye could not see. He saw the entirety of Eretz Yisrael. So the Alter asks the obvious question. Once you're having a nest that you're going to see what you can't see, so what's the point of going on top of a mountain? Plan to stay home and see the whole area of Israel. Such an obvious question. Go up on the mountain and then I'm going to do a miracle that you could see. So spare me the mountain. What's the point of the mountain? So the Alter says that Hashem's Mahalach is, always do a little bit al-pi derech ha-teva. That's the way the Mahalach works. We always do a little bit al-pi derech ha-teva. A little bit should look, it's natural. If I go up on a mountain, I could see more. We always want to give a little bit of an excuse to not make the miracle seem so obvious. The Alter says, this is true about everything that we do. We just don't realize it. When we have food on our table, that's a miracle. Hashem said that we should have food on our table. When our children are developing properly, it's a miracle. When we remain healthy and we're not sick and not well, Rahman al-Itzlan, that's a miracle. When things are going well in our life, that's a miracle. Whatever is going well is a miracle. It's all Hashem's decree. The little bit that we do, that's like going up on the mountain. It's a meaningless thing. We do a little bit, like kind of like to make it ki'ilu that we're doing something. But the whole thing is really happening with Derech Nes. The Alter says, for someone to do something that's not what Hashem wants in order to make more money, he writes, it like struck me. He writes, I learned this with Dovi, we're like, whoa. He writes, Ein ze ela shigayon. He writes, it's insanity. It's absolute insanity. Everything that you're getting is straight from Hashem. You're just doing this little show here to make believe that it's Alpi Derech HaTeva. So you're going to make the show supersede your relationship with Hashem? It's insanity. We don't look at it as insanity. Because we don't live, and it's something that we have to strive for our whole lives, to live with the recognition that all my actions, all my thoughts, all my words, everything, can only be successful with Hashem's help. Then we wouldn't look at it like such an insanity. I need Hashem's help. I once had a situation myself where when I just moved to New York, I would have been able to get a certain amount of money from the government. I was in Kail. I would have been able to get a certain amount of money from the government. I just had to lie about where I live, because my landlord was nervous that the building wasn't legal, this and that. So I would have to write that I live by my in-laws. If I write that I live by my in-laws, I would get, it was a nice amount of money, a couple of $1,000 a year. So I thought about it. I felt uncomfortable with it. And then finally I decided, you know, if money comes from Hashem, I'm sure Hashem could give it to me without me lying. Hashem doesn't need my lie to give me money. Hashem's very smart. He could figure out a way without my lie. And you know, and it was such a good feeling. And like when it finally clicked in, I was like misupik for days what to do. When it finally clicked in, like, Hashem doesn't even need to be slimy, you know, in order for him to be able to do it. He can do it. Let him, he'll figure it out. And Baruch Hashem, we managed and we had whatever we needed and nothing was missing. So we have this tefillas mincha. The way to accomplish that I can easily set aside everything and focus on Hashem is if I realize all that everything only depends on Hashem. My tefillas mincha will accomplish more for everything that I'm doing than everything that I did the whole rest of the day. So then it becomes very easy. If someone's, you're in the middle of something and someone says, quickly, could you please sit down? I have $100,000 coming your way. You'll stop everything and sit down because you're working the whole day to try to put food on the table. If something comes to make that very accessible and likely, so then that's going to be what you're going to be able to focus on. So mincha becomes easy when we live a life of that everything is part of my relationship with Hashem. And that's Yitzchak's midah. And Yitzchak's the one who was misakan tefillas mincha. Yitzchak's midah was that all his actions, all his words, all his business, all his things, was all lifnei Hashem. It was all oimed lifnei Hashem. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samit. For us, it's not that we're constantly lifnei Hashem. We're not on the madrega of Yitzchak. But if we can push everything away for Hashem, so then we have a certain remez, a certain reach, there's a certain amount of that I am always lifnei Hashem. If I'm always ready to drop everything for Hashem, then that means to a certain extent, there's a certain part of me that is always focused on Hashem. Hashem has that priority to me. So dafka, the tefillah that we got from Yitzchak, is a tefillah that we have the greatest challenge in this department. And I don't think that it would be incorrect to say that if we would focus on this is a big nisayon, you know, I know I have a very busy day ahead of me, I'm going to New York and this and that. Like, while I was preparing this, I was like, I better think about where I'm going to have mincha. Like, I'm giving a shiur about mincha, you know. It's a very hard thing. The day is busy and for a tumult. But I don't think it's wrong to say. I don't think it's a stretch to say that if we'll focus ourselves on trying to make mincha in these tough months of the winter, when mincha is such a challenge, into a priority in our day, we'll also be zeicha to the bracha that Yitzchak got of Terem Tikra V'Aniyena. If we make our priority that we're enough focused on Hashem that I'm ready to stop everything to focus on Hashem, then Hashem will say, "Oh, you're ready even before mincha. You're lifnei Hashem always." So Terem Tikra V'Aniyena, we can all use in that extra bracha that Hashem will should answer our tefillas before we start.